has been 1-2, 1-2 in my life. Since XFM.
Cut. That was terrible.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Let's Talk, where all your problems will be gone.
Active FM, Let's Talk. Rondo here with my man Musa.
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm from the east.
Not from the south now. Yeah.
In the east should feel a bit warmer than now.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Johannesburg. It's actually...
Apparently, you know, your African people, original, they come from the east. From the east, they got from India, they got to, was this Egypt, and then they came down.
I know about that.
It looked like it.
Movement thing.
No, my man, I'm kidding.
I don't know.
I'm just kidding.
But there is a Bantu thing, because the Khoisans are obviously from here, South Africa, and the rest of the, I don't know, cultures were from the Upper Africa, somewhere there. And yeah, then they had the movements. I forgot.
We're actually going to be talking about that, because we're looking at what we call the third century.
Yeah.
And in my surprise, you know what I got?
What?
I got how your Bantu people, speaking people, started spreading to the east of Africa. So it's included.
Okay.
It's in the history.
Okay. How are we learning today?
Yeah. You want to be teaching us.
Hey, man.
Musa's going to be teaching us, giving us more information. We're going to leave this show, you know, with more information, more knowledge.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. My man, tell me about, what do you think when other people will say Africa had no philosophy, you know, before the European people came to? What do you think? Do you think that's true?
I don't think that's true. Reason I'm saying that is because if you look at all the cultural stuff and that, they had structure to everything. You know
there you
I'm
go.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
I don't think.
I think that's actually my own also answer. I was gonna give that answer.
Yeah.
Because if you look at their whole organization when it comes to different cultures, rituals, you know, traditions and all that, you know, so it's very interesting. And some of these values. So one of the things that I was looking at, it's our legal system. So three components that make our legal system. So our constitution.
Yeah.
So one of the things that one of the, of these three components, it's called universal. So that's where you have now your Bill of Rights and all that.
Oh.
But now when I look at this Bill of Rights and I look at some of things that are practiced in our cultures, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like there's a common ground. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To a point, sometimes you look at this Bill of Rights and they seem to compromise some of these great values that we have in our cultures.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? So I think that was just one of, you know, incredible things when I look at our cultures, even though they are many loopholes, because as people we are not perfect.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that I just don't agree with, it's when it's like a traditional thing.
Mm.
And it's not just in Africa, it's in other different places. If you go like to Asia, probably they had the same thing when it comes to all kingdoms, like man kingdom. You know what I'm saying? So we see it in the Bible, people like David and them who had many wives.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, it's a cool thing. It's acceptable, you know, to in our society for men to have more wives. Do you understand? But to be honest, that's not God's way.
That's
you know? Right. Yeah. So before we actually just switch or shift from our topic and talk about other things, we want to introduce our topic. And all we're talking about this week, right now at this moment, is maybe it's not history. Maybe it's not history.
Yeah.
And there was a bit of a thought or brain work.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you were just going to say brain.
Yeah. So there was much we thought about it. We didn't just, you know.
Yeah.
So what we noticing is that we... to a point where societies, even though there are many things I feel like have been, you know, stopped, you know, and people in a way have been given more opportunities, but certain issues that were in the past, they are still present today, but in different forms.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so now what we do is that we're looking at forms, how things are performed. Do you understand? Forms that are used to actually do what? To carry on whatever the agenda is. Do you understand what I'm saying? And when we look at these different forms, and it feels like, you know, this form, it's very advanced than the form that they used to have before. Do you understand what I'm saying? So now we call all these other old forms like history, you know, that's just history.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's an old way of living. You know what I'm saying? So now we're going to be talking about that. Maybe it's not history.
Yeah.
It's just a way of how humans function. Mm-hmm. It's a structure of how humans function.
Yeah.
And if now that structure, I don't know if I call it the science of the structure. You know,
yeah.
if it's, you know, not followed proper, or people, they always try to change, you know, these important, if I can say that, important structures that hold the society together. What ends up happening, we end up, you know, with a lot of problems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, true. Now I've also realized trends. You look at trends.
Yeah.
It also, from what we're talking about, I know it may be like far, but it connects, because if you look at trends, the trends that we're having now were there a long time ago.
It's true.
So is the trends really history?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I see what the way the world is running now, because of technology, it looks different. But I look at like the Roman Empire in the 3rd century, when there was that civil war happening.
Yeah.
Man, it looks the same like today. Eh? It looks the same.
Fighting.
People are just fighting with each other.
It's crazy.
Nah, it is. It's
crazy.
Yeah.
Because once you hear that China wants to take over Taiwan.
Yeah, Taiwan.
Yeah, and then what happens is that now America starts sending the troops. The same thing, England and all that. Mm-hmm. And then you also hear that Russia is also doing its own stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so you just hear all these, you know, rumors about war and all that. And somehow I feel like even in terms of the economy, there's still a war in terms of the economy. You know what I'm saying? Who controls the economy? And I feel like that war is between America and China.
China.
You know? Yeah. So, yeah, as we were saying.
Yeah, no. That crisis in the 3rd century in Rome, I'm talking the Roman Empire now. Mm. The crisis that happened there, it started by assassination of an emperor. His name was Sepphoris Alexander. Sepphoris Alexander. But his own troops assassinated him.
Yeah.
So it's also a picture of today, what's happening. Humankind is creating something that's killing humankind. You know what I'm saying? So it's not anything different. And with that assassination, it was like a 50-year period of like fighting and someone wanting the title of emperor. Mm. They're chasing the you know, the in our age, the president. Everyone wants to be president now, so they're all chasing that.
Yeah.
They're chasing, it's not actually presidency. Let me say they're chasing power. Because the emperor, you had power. So it's the same thing with today. What's happening is that everyone wants power. If you look at like the Bill Gates, all of those guys, they have all the money. Now they're creating something so they can have like one world government. And what's going to happen if it's a one world government? They have the power. You know what I'm saying? So we're always chasing the same things. And I don't think history is actually history, because history is always happening. You know what I'm saying? It's like a circle. The world we live in is like a circle.
Yeah.
We always do the same things. I mean, we're human nature. We have the same thought patterns. You read in the Bible, the same mistakes that David made is the same mistakes I'm making. You know what I'm saying? So does it really, do we really learn from history? That's the question I have. Because we repeat the same thing over and over and over.
It's true.
Yeah.
I think we can be ignorant.
Yeah.
Because one of the things I've noticed is that I remember reading the Bible long time ago.
Yeah.
And I noticed, now, if you look at the whole, you know, industrial revolution.
Yeah.
So your first one, your second one, your third one. Now they say we're in the fourth one. Mm. So in terms of how we, in fact, before they used to call it, because there was no farming.
Yeah.
So people move from foraging. So foraging is like you go out there, you look for food, you do hunt, you hunt and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So like you were speaking about the koi and sen. And then you also, now from there, they move to farming. And that's when now after that, we have now your machines, your steam engine, your first, industrial revolution.
Yeah.
But now what's happening is that you have different ways, do you understand, to deliver, to manufacture.
Yeah.
But even though these things are changing, today it's easy to communicate.
Yeah.
You know what I'm, because you have a phone. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the fact that you're communicating hasn't changed.
Yeah, that's true.
You have a phone,
yeah.
But when you communicate, what are you communicating? That's what matters.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Because as much as we have many, you know, new things that we bring in, that are coming in to make our lives easy, but you find that the fact that you eat, yes, you eat, now it's easy to produce food, but it's actually there to do what? To play a part in something that doesn't change. To serve the fact that you eat. You eating doesn't change.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Are you eating? Yeah.
You thinking doesn't change.
Yeah.
Yes, you can think about more advanced stuff. Do you understand what I'm saying? Come with crazy ideas. You know what I'm saying? But the fact that, and remember, your thinking doesn't always assemble itself. Do you understand what I'm saying? When it comes to thinking about stuff like, maybe I can just, you know, come with a new idea of a phone. Do you understand? You have people. You have a relationship with people. There are people who live around you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You interact with those people. And that doesn't change.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes, how you interact with them can change. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because you have different now devices to interact with people. But the fact that you interact with people, because now you having a phone, your phone is still carrying your communication. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but how are you communicating? What are you saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Are you always fighting with the people? The fact that probably you will find that David soldiers, they fought. I'm just using an example.
Yeah.
They fought because they were speaking. You find that today we fight. People who used to fight, and they had relationships and all that. They never used to chat online, but they used to fight.
Yeah.
Now we fight online and all that, but the truth is that we're still fighting.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And what I've noticed is that obviously we speak about the word of God.
Yeah.
Sin really doesn't, it's not about you using this phone or using that phone. It has nothing to do. But sin is, we sin when we use either our mouths, when we use our hands, do you understand? We interact with other people.
Yeah.
But we always sin through these things that we have within ourselves, and these things don't change. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like an example, doesn't matter where you go, how far you go with technology.
Yeah.
But sex is sex. You're not going to... Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, that hasn't changed.
There are many things that won't change. The fact that you eat, you eat.
Yeah.
You know what I... You think, you look, you hear.
Yeah.
You know what I... Those things, they don't change. You know what I'm saying? And through those things, what do? We sin. We sin. And that's where the problem is. That's where the problem is. Because you find the other guy is thinking, wow... I mean, greedy. We've seen as colonizers with many things like greedy.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You know, we're jealous. We hate. You know, it's amazing how these things, they're connected. We hate to do all such things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, you're that guy, that country has, I mean, their economy, look at them. They're well recognized.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And now what happens is that we just want to do what we want to. Take over. Do you understand what I'm saying? But we don't see that we're just repeating the same thing. Repeating the same thing. You know, so I'll give you from my side, my research. Probably I've extended from, you know, Rome.
Okay.
Obviously, even at that time, Rome is still, it's like Rome is highlighted as the center of the economy.
Yeah.
Even though they had many issues. And
yeah,
China is still there. So what do we have? This is 250. AD. So we are in the 3rd century. It says, since the last of the Severan emperors in 235, Rome has had 15 different military emperors. So imagine, there's so much now division.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Because there are many now leaders, and it says most of whom have died violent deaths. Rome is in chaos. Economy activity has declined. In the western half of the empire, roads are deteriorating and cities have shrunk. Agricultural estates are growing as fortresses and ignoring Rome. Emperors have debased money in order to pay soldiers. That what you were reading also has the same source.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it speaks of the same thing. It says piracy has increased. Rome's trade with China has ended. Remember, we spoke about that Silk Road thing. Now, because they used to trade using that road. So, but now they're saying Rome's trade with China has ended. Having lost their faith in government, more people are seeking refuge in religions that promise well-being. So we can actually see, and when you go through whatever that you have on your on your side, because I think I went through that, and then it shows how one of the kings from Persia actually rose, and they took over one of the empire of Rome, because now they were divided into three empires.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, but you can actually see now Rome is being weakened. And one of the things that we also learn about, it's the Visigoths, the Ostrogoths.
Oh, okay. Okay, I did see that, yeah.
They came from, I don't know if you call it north of Europe, like Germany.
Yeah.
So they came and they actually seized Rome. You know what I'm saying? So that's one of the things that we learn about. But it's this is the thing. Kingdoms, they rise and then they go down. That's one of the things I've noticed. Even because the whole thing about Britain, you know, the reason why we even speak English is because of, you know, the people from Britain that actually came here, you know, and colonized South Africa. They colonized places like Hong Kong, you know, different places. I mean, it's like they had their own kingdom. They colonized even America. You know what I'm saying? They had their own kingdom. But today, they're not on top. You know what I'm saying? So now you also find that China used to be on top. You know, Persia used to be on top. Egypt used to be on top.
Yeah.
But there's always this just, you know, change.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of people ruling, there's always this change. And it's interesting because now I'm going to also speak about 300. So this is what happened. 380, Bantu-speaking people have expanded into Eastern Africa alongside hunter-gatherers. Remember that foraging thing that we learn about when it comes to the Industrial Revolution.
Yeah.
So there were people who used to hunt. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And one of the sources shows how they came from Cairo. You know, the Nile River.
Okay.
Yeah, so it shows how there's a graph that shows how they came down. And many still believe that even the Khoisans, they came from North Africa. But they left before the Bantu speaking people. You know what I'm saying? So that's what they're showing. So you find that other people, they came from the side of Nigeria, and then they came down like Cameroon, they came down, and then other people came from that side of Ethiopia. When you look at Kenya, Somalia, that side, and they came down, they came to the south. You know, but people actually just, they spread all over.
Yeah.
And at the same time, you also learn that other people who went down from North Africa, they went back, you know, because of the trading that was taking place and all that.
Oh.
So, but it's amazing because we can actually, we are in Africa. So we can see Africa in this history.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but the important thing for me, it's the whole thing about the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, the kingdom of God. Yeah, it's never fallen, you know what I'm saying? a lot of kingdoms have come and gone, and the kingdom of God just stays forever. Yeah. And it's not only an earthly, but a spiritual kingdom.
Yeah.
That, you know, there's no problems in, like, if I could say government, if I could say,
yeah,
in the higher hierarchy of the kingdom, there's no problems, nothing, and everything is there for you. You just need to do that. You know what I'm saying? And it's not complicated. It's just, it's built out of love, if I can say that. Because a lot of kingdoms are built out of love of money. But it's a different love to the love of the kingdom of God, because God loves us the same way we should love God. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, speaking in like politics kind of things and that, if you look at what a kingdom is basically, basically a home, if I can put it that way, because no one in that certain kingdom, under that kingdom, will, the king won't allow anyone there to, you know, not have food or something. So it's basically like a home where the king is looking after the nation.
Yeah.
And if you look at it, in the kingdom of God, we all promised eternal life, and it's not like a maybe or, and we all promised God will be there for us. You know what I'm saying? And if you look at kingdoms like the British kingdom, the Roman Empire, all these empires and stuff, it was all about greed.
Yeah.
So everyone wanted things for themselves. Obviously, they'll portray a good image, but at the end of the day, that's why they fell, because the love wasn't solid. And if your kingdom's love is solid, I think it'd go a long way, because nothing can explain love. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And the love of God, especially, it's unexplainable, but it's out there. You see it. But it's unexplainable.
Yeah.
It's like me asking you what water tastes like. you won't tell me what water tastes like. You know what I'm saying? But you can feel water. You can, you know, the water is in your mouth. And it's the same thing with the kingdom of God. It's hard to explain it, but at the end of the day, it's good for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the point.
Yeah.
The reason why we made the show, it's about the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
I feel like in the kingdom of God,
it's one whole thing. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There are no rules changing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
We thought wrong. Perfection. There's no accuracy in that.
Yeah.
So it's exactly what you said. The kingdom of God doesn't change. If there's love in the kingdom of God, there's no insecurity to say one day this love will be lost.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I remember someone was actually speaking about the fact that in the glory, there's no darkness. So which means in this love, there's no hatred. You understand what I'm saying? I think that was a powerful point.
Yeah.
So in this love, there's no hatred. In this kingdom of God, there's no, because it's eternal, which means it doesn't fail.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So you won't be failed. That's the thing. You won't be failed in every part of your life. There is a kingdom where you will never be failed, which is a kingdom of God. And you have been given an invitation to become the citizen of that kingdom. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it provides far, this is interesting, it provides far greater things or standards that you can have. Do you understand what I'm saying? On earth. It has greater standards than the ones that you can have on earth. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are many, many important things that it offers, but it's forever. You know what I'm saying? It's forever. So this kingdom knows you, and this kingdom has actually, the king of the kingdom has invited you.
Yeah.
And he died on that cross to actually do what? To open a door for you, to make it possible for me and you to be the part of that kingdom.
Mm.
So the only thing you need to do, because remember, you will be up, but soon you will be down in the ground. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how many feet down to the ground, but you will be there and you will decompose right there. You know what I'm saying? And but now what happens when you accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, our souls will be saved and we'll be given new bodies. That's what the Bible says. And we will be in heaven. We will be in the new age too, through Christ Jesus Christ, who has died for me and you.
Yeah.
And if you want to accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, right now at this moment, you can just, you know, pray this prayer that we're gonna say right now. Say, dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
I accept you.
I accept you.
As my Lord and Savior.
As my Lord and Savior.
I believe.
With all my heart.
And I confess.
And I confess.
With my mouth.
With my mind.
That you are the Son of
that
God.
You are the Son of God.
You were raised from the dead. Taken to heaven.
Taken to heaven.
And right now, you are seated.
You're seated.
At the right hand of the Father.
Interceding for me.
Fill me.
With your Holy Spirit.
Help me. To be like you. To rule. As you rule.
Forgive me.
Of all my sins. Give me the assurance.
Of this new kingdom.
Let me be the new creation.
In Jesus' name.
I pray.
Amen. Thanks for listening. I know you learned something new. I also learned something new today. Yeah. So, you know, this show is the meat of Active FM. There's like a pot. In fact, there's a plate served to you.
There's a big meal served to you.
The pop, I don't know what show is the pop. There's the chips. I don't know what show is the chips. There's a spinach. But we the meat. That's where you get strengthened in spirit. Yeah.
Nah. Awesome.
Thank you.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook
@ActiveFM.